Proclamation number 3435 of 12th of February, 1945. Divine Love Doctrine. Disregard. Suffering. Be fearless and full of faith in my help. I have given you a commandment that you should live in love, because you can only redeem yourselves through love. And the fulfillment of this commandment determines your whole earthly life, it determines your fate, because the maturing of your soul, which signifies redemption for you, depends solely on the working of love. As long as you still stay on earth, you languish in the bondage of sin, in an unfree state which was the result of the past sin of apostasy from me. And you shall return from this bondage into a state of freedom again. You shall cast off the shackles, for you are bound by your own will. And in order for you to become free, I gave you the commandment of love, for only love is the means of redemption. Without the working of love, you can never ever become free, happy beings, neither on earth nor in the beyond. But love breaks every bondage, every cover of your souls. Love leads you back into the original state, into the state of fullness of power and strength, of godlike will and thereby of unlimited happiness. And therefore you should strive for nothing but a life of love on earth. You should live the life I have exemplified to you. You should constantly be active in unselfish neighborly love and thus shape yourselves according to my will. And since you are too weak, too ignorant and therefore blind in spirit, I have shown you the way. I have given you the commandment of love, I have imparted my teaching to you which is intended for nothing other than to inspire you to live a life of love. And I wanted to see this teaching of mine spread throughout the world and therefore sent my disciples out into the world with the words, "Go and teach all nations." For there is no other solvent than love. Yet my teaching remains unheeded, and because people do not shape themselves into love, I have to afflict them with hardship and misery, with all kinds of tribulations, in order to influence them to act lovingly towards their neighbor and thereby prove their love for me. I want to achieve nothing else than to educate people to love because they do not respect my word, my teaching of love, and life thou lives in complete spiritual blindness. Thus the commandment of love is my commandment, it is given to people by me so that they will become free, so that they will redeem themselves. Every other commandment which does not originate from the commandment of love is not from me, for I do not command people but leave them complete freedom. For I don't want to forcibly guide my living creations back to me, I don't want them to lose perfection as a result, which can only be achieved in fullest freedom of will. But you humans often pay more attention to human commandments than to my commandment of love. And therefore you are in constant danger of not making the right use of your life. And suffering and misery is therefore necessary again and again until you have shaped yourselves into love, until it is therefore your innermost motivation to give love to your neighbor. Only then can suffering subside, for then it will have fulfilled its purpose. You should never believe that I have set limits for you, for you can prove your love for me and your neighbor to me in all thousand ways. However, I don't pay attention to the works you perform under compulsion, because only love gives every action, every thought its inner value, and I want to have proven love for me through active neighborly love. For words alone are worthless if they do not become deeds of their own free will. But anyone who makes an effort to follow me, who takes the path of love and thereby strives to come closer to me, will successfully cover his path of earthly life. I will come to meet him, I will be close to him, and he need fear nothing more on earth, neither suffering nor adversity, for if he unites with me through love I will guide him on all paths and he will safely reach his aim. Amen.